I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Houthi militants in Yemen promised revenge following targeted overnight airstrikes by Western forces. Since November, the Houthis have launched dozens of attacks on tankers traveling through the Red Sea, one of the world's busiest shipping lanes. Trey Halsey, a consultant to Middle East Ministries, says the conflict makes life increasingly difficult in Yemen. Corruption is widespread.
Whether it's cash or food distribution, relief work, medicine, and all of that has to pass through ports that are controlled by people in power. And so somebody gets something before any of the aid gets to the people on the ground.
Yet hope remains.
10 or 15 years ago, we had scattered numbers of believers, but now we've got this distinct emergent body that is clearly Yemenis who identify as Christians and practice the sacraments of the Lord's Supper and baptism. It's still dangerous in Yemen to publicly identify yourself as anything other than Muslim, but we can confidently say there are about 7,000 believers living in Yemen, and they're doing wonderful things.
And the month of December brought a lot of rain to Haiti, and with it, significant flooding. Rosalinda Hart with For Haiti with Love says in Cap Haitian,
whenever there's rain, there's always floods because of all the trash that are in the streets. And when it rains, then they get mudslides from the mountains.
DeHart says For Haiti with Love has made it part of their mission to help with the cleanup efforts.
We try to see what we can do and begin cleaning it up.
For Haiti with Love also brings food to people at their houses when they aren't able to get to the market due to the flooding.
They always ask, why are we doing this? We always tell them that it's all because of Jesus loves them and he wants them to have a better.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.